Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
What a beautiful Tuesday afternoon, but the warming trend has already started, as you have heard, and it's going to be 83 by Friday, but then a real dip in the weather next week, and I'm actually looking forward to that. But look, I know some of you, like Coleman, like the really hot weather. Look, you get your way so much of the year. I can't really feel that sorry for you if once in a while we get a little breath of fall and it gets a little chilly. Look, man, you guys are loving it when we're like, you know, sweating and hating it. I just grabbed Steve Geller from the hall, the WWL sports director, and he was just, you know, wandering around looking for something to do. No, I'm joking. I pulled him out of his desk, his cubicle where he was working feverishly on the sports report for today. But our WWL sports director, Steve Geller, joins me in the studio. Steve, what about the trade with Rashid Shaheed? I'm really happy for him
for sure.
As an individual because the Seahawks are in a position to maybe get to the playoffs.
Yeah, it's unfortunate that, you know, we're parting ways with definitely, I feel like, one of the fan favorites, Rashid Shaheed, the need for speed and Shaheed. You can rhyme so many things with it. And just his explosiveness, that playmaking ability is something that we didn't get to see enough of this year for sure with anybody with the Saints. But now he is moving on to the Seattle Seahawks. Seattle sends a fourth and fifth round pick for this upcoming draft in 2026, the Saints way. And that's pretty good value for a receiver that you ended up getting as an undrafted free agent out of Weber State in 2022. So the Saints adding two more draft picks to their, I guess you'd say, ammunition stockade as they go into this year. And overall, I like the deal. It sucks to lose a talent like a Shaheed, but you need to acquire these assets for the draft.
Yeah, here's what bothers me, though, Steve, is that we know what we had with Sheed. I mean, we knew we had a talent. And even if he was undrafted, he was a talent. We knew what we had with him. And could this be another great player that goes on and becomes even better with another team? We don't know what we're going to get with a fourth and fifth round pick.
No doubt about that at all. You look at what Shaheed has been doing in the NFL is proven. He has had a little bit of injuries, but definitely wishing him the best and reunited now in Seattle with that Clint Kubiak offense again, who knows him quite well. And I think that probably had a lot to deal with why the Seahawks were willing to give up two draft picks to acquire him. But like you mentioned, you're getting some unknown in return. You don't know the talent you're going to get with those fourth and fifth, and that's where you definitely need the scouting department to come through.
I continue to see so many players go to other teams and they become absolute superstars, and we couldn't hang on to them. Is this a player we should have hung on to?
due to the fact that where this Saints team is right now and the money you're going to look at having to spend to re-sign him in this wide receiver market, I just think that it's best to move on and acquire the assets as much as it hurts to lose that kind of talent.
That's a good point. What it would take to sign him now that he's proven himself.
Yeah, you're looking in like the top tier wide receiver money in the NFL has gotten ridiculous. And I just don't know if the Saints are in that position to offer Shaheed that kind of money when they're still trying to lock down who's that number one guy. And that, I know one thing for sure. Shaheed is not a number one in the NFL. He's definitely a nice compliment. And I just don't know if the Saints are willing to spend that money. And I think that's why you are moving on from him. It's curious to see what they do with Chris Olave, too, who's heading in to next year will be the last year of his contract.
Well, it's really important to catch the ball. You know, that's an important thing that you have to do.
I mean, and hold on to it.
Yeah, even if you're, you know, on a losing team, you've got to prove yourself, you know, every week, and you got to act like you really care about winning. Steve, when it comes to the quarterback position, Tyler Shuck, I thought, did a pretty decent job. I thought I saw some signs of brilliance with Tyler Shuck. But I still believe the Saints really should put themselves in a position to try to nab one of the quarterbacks that's going to be in the draft this spring.
Yeah, that's definitely the thought process, I think, with this team is they're trying to find out exactly what they do have with Shuck right now, if that wants to be that sole piece that they want to build around, or if they are looking in that first round of the NFL draft coming up going, you know what, we're still trying to add at that quarterback position. And so much has changed at the beginning of the year. Everybody thought like Garrett Nussmeier and Arch Manning were going to be in the conversation. That's not the case right now.
Right,
so things do change rapidly.
You know, I know. And what happened? I think the same thing happened to both of them. Well, I don't think Brian Kelly was just the right coach, period. So he might have created some damage with
See
Garrett
you later,
Nussmeier. But with Arch Manning, I feel like the publicity and all of the talk about everything got in his head. And it's not, I mean, he didn't lose any physical ability. It's the only thing that changed was maybe what's going on in his head. And it's like he was trying too hard to live up to, this is the impression I got, trying too hard to live up to his reputation.
No, I'm totally with you. It certainly felt like that from the get with him. He's starting to maybe ease onto things now. And, you know, in his game's getting elevated as this season has moved on. But coming out the gate, it looked rough, and he was just the guy that was coming into a situation where everybody was hyped around because of the name, because of the family lineage, and still had to make him a name for himself in college football. He hadn't done that yet, so I think we're far from seeing a complete product even from Arch Manning at this point, and I fully expect him back in college next year, and maybe he will be in that first-round pick conversation.
I do agree with you, Steve, that he's showing signs of loosening up and letting that natural talent come through. But, you know, I remember a long time ago reading a book on psychology, and it was written by a tennis player, and the tennis player just kind of broke things down to a conscious self and a subconscious self. And he said, people would come to me and say, I want to improve my serve. And he would say, okay, here's the ball. Show me how you want to serve. And so they would like this, they would like do this incredible serve because they thought in their mind, okay, I'm going to show him how I want to do it. And they did it.
Yeah.
And so his point is that our conscious self prevents our subconscious ability sometimes from doing the best job it can do. And I think that's what happened to Arch Manning. And I see him getting better, and I see him being more relaxed for the rest of this season and then next season. LSU going to, as long as I've got you here, let's talk about this. LSU going to Alabama this weekend. Based on the way things have gone, LSU doesn't have a chance. But then when it comes to football, when it comes to LSU and Alabama, LSU does have a chance.
Yeah, this is one of those matchups. It's kind of like an NFC South showdown. Anytime these two get together, you almost forget about the records, and you know what's going to be at stake on the field is a lot more than just the game, as you would say. And I think for two, this LSU squad, you want to talk about chips on a shoulder. They're certainly looking to prove something right now with Brian Kelly out the door and showing them that, hey, you know what? We're not this team that we were this previous season under him. Let's show you something new the rest of the way.
Yeah, and they could. They could. I don't know how much they can accomplish in a bye week.
Right.
I mean, at least they had a bye week and they had a chance to emotionally deal with the departure of Brian Kelly. But I would think that a lot of the players are now realizing that Brian Kelly was just not good for them. And the guy was only 64 years old. He looked 84. He acted 94. And it just seems like, and maybe you have a different impression, but to me, it seems like Brian Kelly just did not adapt to the evolution of college football. It's a new day in football, and Brian Kelly's brain was stuck in the past.
Yeah, that's what you have to worry about with these big money hires, too, is getting that right person that fits your program, that fits the kids nowadays. And yet, for whatever reason, I think even coming in, a lot of folks kind of question the hire from the bat with LSU, thinking that Kelly was this round peg trying to fit in the square hole, you know, whatever rationale you want to make with it. But it never seemed right. It never got going. And it was like he was trying too hard to be accepted here, and then after a while didn't care.
Yeah, it does seem like I kind of got the feeling that he thought he was better than us and wanted to do it his way. And there's new things in football like the portal that you have to deal with. You can't ignore reality. And it just seemed like he was late in figuring that
for
out.
Sure.
Let's talk about the Cowboys losing last night to the Arizona Cardinals. That was almost as big as the Panthers going to Green Bay and beating the Packers.
What was terrible for me is because of this negotiations, I guess, going on with YouTube TV and ESPN, I had no access to the game last night.
Oh, no.
So I was ticked off and, you know, just annoyed by the whole situation and trying to work that out now. It's like, what do I do now for a provider? Because you know how it is out there with all the different streams out there. And I couldn't believe that I have YouTube TV as well as, you know, NFL Network. I have the Hulu. I have the Disney, but I still had no access to Monday Night Football. That in itself was infuriating to me.
And it's frustrating for fans. It's frustrating that, you know, they're sort of using us as pawns in their big-time negotiations to get the best deal. But the fans, the ones that buy the products of the commercials that are sponsoring the games, the fans, the ones that really pay for it all, are the ones who are being kind of ignored.
But I think overall, a lot of folks happy to see anything with the Dallas Cowboys going south. They're having an abysmal year. Looking at all the things that they've done and just not working, and a defense, they want to cry about their defense not being great right now. Well, you traded away your best defensive player, and look what happens.
And I think Jerry Jones said today, you know, it's interesting that Jerry Jones is the owner. He wants to be the coach. He probably is more of a coach than we even think. I mean, the coach on the field seems
very
like
involved,
sort of a figurehead. Because it's interesting that, you know, when stations carry games, it's the coach's show. You know, we have the Kellen Moore show. It's the Saints coach that is on the air. But in Dallas, it's Jerry Jones who's on the air.
All about Jerry.
Yeah, it is. And I love to see that guy lose. I mean, he makes it easy to hate him.
I will give him credit. His venue, the palace that he has there.
Yeah.
Fantastic stadium. And definitely the best, one of the best, I'll say, media meals that they've provided. So he's won me over in my stomach.
All right. The Pelicans, Willie Green, I don't think the team respects him. I don't think the players are playing for him. And he seems like he's just sort of a figurehead, kind of going through the motions with the team, but the team is playing their ball. And how can a coach not get more out of Zion Williamson? I know a lot of that is on Zion, but up to this point, I would say he's been a bust between the injuries and just not playing up to his potential.
It's been such a bummer with the Pelicans. You look at the roster, the way it's been constructed, you see that there is talent on there, but they just have not figured out a way to maximize it, whether it was David Griffin and now Joe Dumars running the show as, you know, the vice president of basketball operations, and your head coach in Willie Green. There's just been a total failure, front office coaching, and it's the translation on the basketball court has been losing, and we haven't even experienced a victory so far in this season. Hopefully, fingers crossed, they can beat the Grizzlies tonight. I mean, I'm sorry, the Hornets.
The Hornets, yeah.
Yeah.
All right, but Steve, was there a relationship with the new general manager and Gail Benson and Mickey Loomis? Was there a relationship with him?
I do believe that Mickey Loomis and, yeah, Joe Dumars have a pretty good friendship.
But this is not about friendship. This is not about friends. This is about getting the job done. It's not about your friends. It's not about treating everything like we're all family, we're all friends. No, it's about hiring the right person. And that's where I think there's a big breakdown right now.
There was a lot of folks were critical when the move was made because it felt like the Pelicans didn't really even do an extensive search to replace David Griffin. They moved quickly into Joe Dumars. Basically, that was signed, sealed, delivered, and done. And right now, the biggest issue, you're 0-6. You've given away your unprotected first-round pick for next year. So whatever happens now in the draft lottery with this Pels team, they do not have a first-round selection right now.
Willie Green, does he stay?
Right now, it's not looking good for him, I got to say. But they had at least one matchup where they showed some fight at the end of a game. But these 30-point losses are becoming way too commonplace. Yeah. And those third-quarter collapses have just been epic and consistent, unfortunately.
All right. WWL Sports Director Steve Geller, thank you for your time. And we'll be listening for you this afternoon.
Appreciate you, Scoot.
All right. On the Scoot on the Air calendar, on this day in 1997, country star Shania Twain released her incredible crossover hit album, Come on over was the album. It was a 16-track album that really was one of the earlier beginnings of crossover music, country becoming pop. Shania Twain, a country artist, but it was indeed pop music. And this was one of the hits from the album, Come On Over. Man, I feel like a woman. And I know a lot of people in the French Quarter can relate to that. I'm Scoot on the Air. Look, if you're on hold, stay with us. If you want to join us with a comment about what we've been talking about this afternoon, the Oakenheart Jewelers Talk and Text line is 504-260-1870. Also, I mentioned yesterday that the word of the year, according to dictionary.com, the word of the year for 2025 is a number. It's not a year. We'll talk about that coming up next on WWL.
Mint is still $15 a month for premium wireless. And if you haven't made the switch yet, here are 15 reasons why you should. One, it's $15 a month. Two, seriously, it's $15 a month. Three, no big contract. Four, I use it. Five, my mom uses it. Are you playing me off? That's what's happening, right? Okay, give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure right now at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
Every year, there is the word of the year. Dictionary.com has announced the word of the year for 2025. It's not even a word. It's a number. 6-7. 6-7. Like the number 6 and the number 7. It is described as a classic brain rot slang word, but it's really just a number. All right, so what does 6-7 mean? When you say 6-7, what does that mean? It means so-so in Espanol, así, así. Maybe this, maybe that. It really kind of is just a way of saying, I don't know, kind of don't care. It's kind of an expression of apathy. I mentioned yesterday, if you answered the question, how are the Saints and the Pelicans performing right now? 6-7. You know, so-so. Well, actually, it's not even so-so. I mean, it's bad. But if you want to be generous, you would say 6-7. So-so. Maybe this, maybe that. So I've got some calls to get to right now, and we're going to get to some of your texts with Coleman. But coming up, I want to talk about some of the words and phrases that you were tired of hearing this year. The media, social media, and conversations. What are the words and phrases that you're just tired of hearing? I'm tired of people in the media. A story runs, and then they come back to the set and they say, "Well, we have a lot to unpack here." You know, why don't you just say, there's a lot to discuss." I don't know. I don't. I'm tired of hearing it. It's been over. First couple of times I heard it, that's kind of creative. But you know, we have a lot to unpack here. Yeah. Well, we heard this. Okay. With the trade of Rashid Shaheed to the Seattle Seahawks, we have a lot to unpack here this afternoon. You know, I'm tired of hearing unpack. What word or phrases are you just burnt out on hearing in 2025? We'll get to that in a few minutes. Let's get to some of these calls. Let's go to Glenn in Mississippi. Glenn, you're on WWL. Good afternoon.
Yes, sir. You're talking about the Saints and the Pelicans.
Yeah.
How many coaches have we changed since I've been listening to the Saints in 1967? We changed numerous of coaches, right?
Yeah.
Okay, well, here recently, we changed again. I feel sorry for Kelly Moore, but we don't change Mickey Loomis. Everything changed but Mickey Loomis. He makes bad draft choices. Look at the Saints and look at the Pelicans' record. It's a losing teams. And one common denominator, Mickey Loomis. And he ain't going nowhere as long as Gail Benson's sitting in the helm.
Well, I think it's fair to say that professional sports franchises is not the area of expertise for Gail Benson. So she depends on Mickey Loomis to guide her, and Mickey Loomis is guiding her, and he's certainly not going to say anything negative about himself. I would have hoped that maybe Mickey Loomis would have, you know, kind of thought that maybe I need to kind of change my impression of things. And you know, I'm kind of disappointed that the new general manager of the Pelicans is somebody who was friends with Mickey Loomis. I don't think that kind of stuff works. And look at the record of the Pelicans. It's not like I'm talking about something outrageous. It's not like I'm looking for a reason to be hateful. I'm just being honest. And I'm talking about what we all see on the court or on the field with the Saints. it is obvious that there's something not right. There are a number of things wrong, but again, the selection of general manager for the Pelicans, I mean, look at the results. Look at the Pelicans. I mean, is that the general manager? You think that general manager is doing a great job? And he was friends with Mickey Loomis. Again, play golf with your friends, but don't hire your friends in key positions if they're not the best for the job. And all I know is that there's something terribly wrong with the Pelicans, and I think one of the things that needs to change is the coach. Let's go to Atlanta and Burnell. You're on WWL. Hello, Burnell.
Hello. Hey. Hello. Yes, I am in Atlanta. New Orleans native, St. Aug class 79. I'm out here in Atlanta with the Dirty Birds, but I just make the best of it.
Yeah, I understand. It's tough.
It is. But I have been with the Saints. I used to work in the Superdome when it first opened. Mm-hmm. I was in the Dome the day Tampa Bay won their first game after losing 27 in a row.
I remember that.
I've been following the Saints forever. Yeah. And like the gentleman before, I think the constant here with the Saints is Mickey Loomis. If you look at the Saints right now, if you go back over the last four or five drafts, we consistently, every time, drafted an offensive lineman in the first round. All these first-round linemen, and not one of them, have made a Pro Bowl, an honorable mention, or anything. That speaks volumes about the selection and who's selecting them.
Now, I like the idea. I like the idea of selecting offensive linemen early in the draft. I mean, you got to have a good offensive line. I like that idea, but you know, it doesn't appear as if there's staying power when it comes to the offensive linemen that we draft.
Well, I think, and again, that goes right back to the person who's grading these offensive linemen and who's picking them. And like you said earlier, you golf with your friends. I think what needs to happen, Gail needs to have a tough conversation with Mr. Loomis, bring him in the office and just share all this information with him and maybe offer him a job, maybe handling the marketing and the business side of the Saints, and bring in another football person to run the operation.
Somebody mentioned earlier in the show, Burnell, that Tom Benson on his deathbed told his wife, Gail, that Mickey Loomis was one of the people that he could trust. And so, you know, based on that, I mean, those are his, like, you know, those are among the last things that he's telling her. And knowing the kind of person she is without knowing her, I would think that that really weighs heavily on her heart and her mind. And so I don't know if there are going to be changes. I was hoping that maybe there would be a change from within in terms of approach to things, or maybe give others more of a say-so in some of these decisions. But something ain't right with the Saints and with the Pelicans. And you know, you have to look at the common denominators of both of these teams and the people who are making decisions. So it's not like I'm saying anything salacious. It's not like I'm hateful. I love the Saints. I love the Pelicans. I want this to be an NBA city. But it's not going to be if the Pelicans don't win. They don't have to win the championship for this to be an NBA city, but they have to do better. They have to look competitive. And we don't look competitive. I know it's a long season. We're not mathematically out of the playoffs. But it doesn't look good when you're 0-6. And just it looks like the team just consistently falls apart. I think a lot of that falls back on coaching. And sometimes you just, again, you can't treat these things like it's family or a fraternity party. This is business. And if you want to give the fans what they are demanding, which is teams in both cases, the Saints and the Pelicans, you owe the fans a competitive team. There's no guarantee that they're going to win, but you owe them a competitive team, and we don't have that sense. Saints fans, Pelican fans don't have the sense now that either team is really competitive. And that's what keeps people in the seats. And I just think that there is enough distraction and people are concerned about money, that this is not the old days when there's automatically a crowd just because it's the Saints. And I think this city and Saints fans are getting frustrated. And so the Saints have got to do a better job of presenting a competitive product if they want to keep seats filled in the dome. And that's what they want. That's what they have always tried to do. Give the impression that the team is competitive. And so here we are. It's a rebuilding year. And I'm willing to go through the process of rebuilding. But, you know, again, Rashid Shaheed is going to the Seahawks. It's probably okay. But you and I have both seen so many players that the Saints couldn't hold on to. And they go to other teams and they become even better with the other teams than they were with the Saints. Even though they were good with the Saints, we've lost so many people that maybe we've let too many good people go. Who's making those decisions? All right, we're going to come back with more, and I want to talk about again some of the. I don't know if we're even going to get to this, but if you want to talk about some of the phrases and words that have been overused in the year of 2025, we can. We've also got to get to some of your text messages. And if you want to join us with a comment about anything we're talking about, the Oakenheart Jewelers talk and text line is 504-260-1870. I'm Scoot on the air. Glad you're with us on this Tuesday afternoon on WWL.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk. Crazy weather we're having. No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky. But Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Hiring isn't just about finding someone willing to take the job. It's about getting the right person with the right background who can move your business forward. And to find candidates who match what you're looking for, trust Indeed Sponsored Jobs. Stop struggling to get your job post even seen on other sites. Give your job the best chance to be seen with Indeed Sponsored Jobs. They help you stand out and hire quality candidates who can drive the results you need. Sponsored Jobs boost your post for quality candidates, so you can reach the exact people you you want faster. Join the 1.6 million companies that sponsor their jobs with Indeed. Spend more time interviewing candidates who check all your boxes. Less stress, less time, more results now with Indeed-sponsored jobs. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to help get your job the premium status it deserves at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Do it the right way with Indeed.
All right, tonight there's a full moon. It's a super full moon close to the Earth. And I think I heard Alexandra Cranford say that it's going to be visible in the sky starting at about 5:10, 5:15. We got a text earlier that also says it's also referred to as a beaver moon or a Bucky's moon. So Bucky's moon tonight should be really spectacular. Now, those of you who listen to this show on a regular basis, you know that full moons do not really cause people to go crazy, even though that is the conventional wisdom. Oh, yeah, yeah. I mean, I know somebody who worked in the police department or worked in the emergency room, and they say that, yeah, it's all different when there's a full moon. Well, I've done research on this over the years, and there is no connection between lunatic behavior. The word lunatic comes from lunar because, yeah, for a long time, it was believed that that people went crazy under a full moon, and it carries over to today. But there's no evidence that links a full moon to any kind of deviant behavior. So I don't know, maybe we'll talk a little bit about that. Some of you know this already if you listen to the show, but some who are new to the show may not have this wisdom that you already have. All right, let's get to a few calls, then we'll get to a couple of texts. Let's go to Paul in St. Charles Parish. Hey, Paul, welcome to the show.
Hey, Scoot, good afternoon, and a shout out to Miss Kim in St. Rose.
Yeah, yeah. I saw her recently, and you know she's doing well. I'll tell you, she looks better than I've seen her look. So I'm really happy for her.
Yeah, I dropped in on her about a month ago, and always good to see her.
Thanks.
Listen, like any other situation, I'm probably going to ruffle some feathers, but the problem with the Pelicans and the Saints is Gail Benson. And I don't mean that in a mean way, but she's truly over her head. She has no idea much about the management of these sports. She's leaning on people to advise her when she needs to be advising people. She has no idea what's going on. And, I mean, you're dealing basically with these 32 owners that are 32 of the most powerful people on the planet that have some type of business background and some knowledge of management, and not taking anything away from her, but that's just not her background. And she has no, and that also filters down to there's no accountability because nobody is afraid of her. I mean, that she's not holding anyone accountable to do their job, so that's why you see prolonged injuries on both the court and on the field. You have a laissez-faire attitude because no one has to answer to anyone else. And unfortunately, I don't think as long as she's running the ship, that's going to change. I mean, it's just my opinion. Everybody knows about opinions.
Yeah, and Paul, look, you know, I appreciate what you're saying. Gail Benson is a gracious lady. But, you know, she would also admit that running a sports franchise is not her area of expertise. Tom knew more about it, and then she inherited it because her husband, Tom, passed away. So she has it, but I think the people who give her advice are the very people that might need to be held accountable, and that's just not happening. And so, you know, what would be really discouraging for Saints fans is the idea that nothing is ever going to change and there's going to be this same mentality. And I have nothing negative to say about Gail Benson, but, you know, being honest about this is okay. And this is not her area of expertise. You know, she does other things really well. And it just seems unfortunate that, you know, the Saints are kind of held hostage by this this idea that I think the people who are advising her think that they're doing the best job possible. Irvin is in Hammond. Irvin, I've got time for a quick comment.
Yeah, Scoot, not taking anything away from the GM and the owner, but their hands are tied to a degree like all owners. Thomas, Zion, to a lesser degree, Carr. We sign these players to upfront huge guaranteed contracts and then you can't trade them because nobody wants them. I would like the Saints and other teams to take a harder look at blue collar, hard working, reliable players. I'm going to give you a quick example. There's a certain player called Leonard, came out of LSU under Coach O, and going into the bowl that was not for national champs, he took himself out. He was bummed up a little bit. But what got to me was Coach O put him on the team plane, gave him a sideline pass, and he was dressed in civilian clothes. Now, he went on to be a fourth pick in the NFL, did pretty good. But let me tell you the difference. A blue-collar worker is a hokey guy, John, that didn't get drafted to the 10th round, but he was reliable week in, week out. Another one is Bobby Hebert, who was passed over in the NFL draft, goes to the USFL, finally gets to the Saints. Once he got to be the starting quarterback in 87, we were 10-2. The next year, we were 10-6. He goes to Atlanta, but the irony of it all is he makes the Pro Bowl in 1993. This guy wasn't even drafted by the NFL. So we need to start looking at character and work ethic over being a 4 or 5 star player.
Yeah. Look, Irvin, I've got to get to a break here. I think you bring up a good point. And look, nothing entirely falls on management, the front office. Nothing entirely falls on the coaches. A lot of it is the players. But sometimes those players that are not valued just don't have the physical ability that other players have. Arguably, Zion Williamson is he's a physical phenomenon, especially in basketball. I mean, the guy could play in the NFL, but he's a physical phenomenon. But he's not being inspired to play his best ball. I got to get to a break. We'll be back. We'll continue this conversation on WWL. All right. We can continue some of this conversation into the next hour, but we also want to talk about the federal shutdown and SNAP recipients here in Louisiana. We'll talk a little bit about that. The former Vice President of the United States and a longtime politician, Dick Cheney, has passed away at the age of 84. And there is a full moon tonight. And, if something happens during a full moon, its importance is exaggerated because it happened during a full moon. But does the full moon really affect our behavior? A little on that coming up next on WWL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards.
True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, and my new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Listen to and follow Unpaused, available now wherever you get your podcasts.